Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Bingetown TV. We are here today to chat about our favorite serial killer and the premiere of the revival series of Dexter titled Dexter New Blood. Now, this is Kathleen. I've got my favorite brother, Jimmy, here. Here's where we're at. Okay. I binged Dexter in the pandemic. This is something Jimmy told me to binge my whole life. We love serial killers. We love slashers. It's perfect. I finally binged it during the pandemic. So I'm kind of a recent binger. I didn't deal with it for 8 years. I didn't get disappointed after 8 years after the finale. But Jimmy here watched it for 8 years straight. So Jimmy, let's hear what you got to say.
Yeah, so I started Dexter, I believe I binged the first two seasons, and then I was year to year from three on. We all know it ended 8 years ago. I'm not a very emotional person, but this was one of the only TV shows where I was screaming at the television as it was ending. So I know I'm not alone with a lot of people agreeing that the ending was pretty awful. But like Kathleen said, Dexter's one of our favorite serial killers. Is he our favorite Ghostface?
No.
I think Billy and Stu are our favorite.
Yeah, but, Billy and Stu for sure.
But yeah, he's our boy. So happy to have him back. This show is one of my favorites of all time, just off the top of my head. I think universally, 6 out of the 8 seasons people really liked. And the two that aren't liked would be 6 and 8. You know, 7 had its comeback where people thought it was turning the ship right to finish the series off. But, you know, obviously 8 ended it pretty harshly. So we have our showrunner, Clyde Phillips. He was the showrunner from seasons 1 through 4, and those are universally known as the banger seasons. You know, season 4 with the Trinity Killer won awards.
Love it.
You know, John Lithgow is the man. You know, phenomenal season. He left after season 4 to spend time with his family. Season 5 was good. I liked it a lot. I liked the dynamic between Dexter and Lumen. But, you know, everyone says that it kind of lost its way around that time. Spoiler alert, we all hated the ending. You know, it was pretty much said that Showtime told the writers, we will not kill Dexter. We want to have him. He's our cash cow. We want to have him just in case to bring him back. So maybe that's why the ending was what it was. But our boy Clyde is back. He is going to be show running Dexter New Blood. And from what I've seen so far, I like what he's doing. I really like the first episode. Clyde actually came out and said back in 2013 when the ending happened, and again recently, that his fanfic ending that he did not pitch to Showtime, it was just something that he would have done. And remember, this was the showrunner for the first 4 seasons when it was in its prime. He actually wanted Dexter in the final scene to like open his eyes and you're like, oh no, is this going to be a stupid dream? Really? Like, we're going to go there? And really, he's going to be on the execution table. And looking outside of the execution table through the window, he was going to see everybody that he had a hand in killing, you know, whether it's actual killers like the Trinity Killer or the Ice Truck Killer, or even people like Dokes, Deb, people that he believed he had a hand in killing. And they're going to execute him, you know, and that's another polarizing ending, but I think that's a better ending. I don't know. Again, I said spoiler alert. I don't know what that's going to mean for New Blood. Are we expecting him to die at the end or what?
Wait, I love the idea of him waking up on the execution table, but not to people who are already dead. What does that even mean? I'd rather it be like the people who aren't fucking dead putting him to. I get the sentiment. Like, if he was picturing them after seeing the people that were really there, like he blinks and it's the people he killed, and then he blinks again and it's, I don't know.
I mean, you might assume that the other side of the window is empty at that point if Clyde gets his way, because everybody he cares about is dead or knows he's a killer and doesn't like him.
Okay.
And the other thing you have to remember about Dexter is he usually puts the pictures of the victims up before they die so that they can have their remorse or at least see all the victims. So it's kind of like the same thing, except he's visualizing it.
Mm.
You know, we have, I don't want to do too many spoilers, but with Breaking Bad, it was ending around the same time. And, you know, Dexter went one way, Breaking Bad went the other, and Breaking Bad's known as one of the best shows of all time. So,
yeah,
you know, we had an ending that not everyone liked, but Clyde says he's back and Showtime says Dexter's back and they're going to fix their wrongs. And they're giving us a good 10 episode season.
One of the reasons I never watched it is because of how let down Jimmy was by it. And obviously, like, it's one of the best shows of all time, except the ending is trash. It's like, I knew I was going to get to it eventually. And I did it for my other podcast. I did the pilot. So that's what got me started on it. But for me, here are the five thoughts I have from binging it very, very quickly. I've got Hannah McKay is hot. I'm pissed that there's no like promise of her in this season.
Yeah.
I loved Julia Stiles Lumen season. I thought that was great. Hated the religion season. Bad.
Universally not liked. And also we know Kathleen does not like the religion aspect
famously
of TV shows. So that was definitely a hated season for you.
Fuck Deb trying to kiss Dexter. That was dumb.
That's from the books. And yeah, that was not done right.
And the end was bizarro, obviously. But those are my five thoughts. I loved it. I kind of hit a little bit of a lull somewhere in there, probably around six, like Jimmy said. But yeah, I loved this premiere. Me and Jimmy watched it together, and I really enjoyed it. I think it's very timely with the setting being in New York with the snow and the Christmas. Mm-hmm. I think they nailed it timing-wise. I was like, I felt very zen and comfortable watching Dexter just bop around this town in true Dexter fashion. I mean, he's getting along with everybody in town. He knows everyone's name, just like him at the police station. He's keeping everyone close and he's hiding in plain sight, getting along with everybody.
He's banging the chief.
Banging the chief, keeping your enemies close to the police station. He's fucking the chief here. It's insane. We called that when he was getting pulled over. We were like, oh no, he's banging her.
Yeah, he's banging her.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, I do love Dexter for being a serial killer and a sociopath, obviously. I mean, I like the guy. He's fun.
Yeah, I mean, he's the perfect chameleon. We've known that from now 8 seasons and 1 extra episode. He's now Jim Lindsay. Like Kathleen said, everyone loves him. The kids love him. The town loves him. There's a few scenes where it's a little ominous. He's walking with a butcher knife and you're like, what is he doing with that? He's just helping a guy out and sharpening it for him. So, you know, Dex is back. He's Jimmy. I like the name and he's a good guy and he's and he hasn't killed for 10 years. We find out that he hasn't killed an animal, hasn't killed a person in 10 years. There's a lot of symbolism with the deer. You know, he's pointing at it a few times. We go to that scene a few times until the big scene that we'll get into in a little bit. But, you know, he doesn't take the shot ever. He just enjoys looking at the deer.
Now, I'm going to pose the first question, right? So, like I said, I love this little snowy town, but it doesn't seem like a town where there would be much crime. Like, picture Miami. I mean, it's a huge city, big time crime, a bunch of people he could kill because they're...
And that's what he says himself. Dexter says that himself in the show.
Yeah. You
know, he literally says Miami's perfect.
Well, luckily, this fucking douche lord came in. What's his name? Matt or something?
Yeah.
Matt comes in. He's the worst of the worst the whole time. Every time he's on screen, he's pissing you off, so you kill him. But how many Matts are there going to be in this small town?
Yeah. So we do know that there is going to be a subplot, you know, where there's these girls missing, someone is correct, kidnapping and maybe killing these girls. And the big thing for Angela is that there is no bodies yet. So she can't get the funding that she needs to actually get the people to help her find this kidnapper. So that's going to be someone Dex is after, I'm assuming. And we did meet one of the girls who we're going to guess. And we saw in the trailer that we were right, that she's going to become one of the victims. But yeah, I mean, to start this off, I think Dexter purposely went to this town because it was small. You know, he was in, I believe, Oregon as a lumberjack for a while. And he says he's been in New York for a couple years, 3 to 4 years, and small town, nobody to kill, nobody that needs to be killed. Dex doesn't get the feeling that someone has to die. So he purposely puts himself there so he doesn't get that itch. I mean, he's always going to have the itch, but you know, if there's nobody that he feels needs to be killed, then it helps a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just jump right in here with our girl Deb coming back too, man.
Yeah. First of all, my girl Deb has not aged a single day.
Our girl's looking
good. She's looking fresh. Fucking 8 years. Hasn't aged a day. Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And I liked it. I mean, I don't know that his dad would have played a role in this, you know, that would have felt like more of the same. I think that the only way this revival works is having Deb here in some capacity. So I was glad it was in that way.
Yeah, it was a perfect way to bring Jennifer Carpenter back. You know, his dad was more his conscience, but really kind of talking him through his kills and how to stay safe, kind of like Harry was when he was alive. But Deb is just straight up his guilty conscience. She's telling him, 10 years, bro, 10 years, you're not going to kill. You've been doing well. I'm proud of you. And when shit's hitting the fan in this episode, when he wants to, you know, kill, she's saying, stick to your habits. You're not going to do this. When Harrison shows up, spoiler alert, she's saying, leave him alone. You know, he's better off with Hannah. You know, she's not nice to him, really. I mean, she's with him, but she's there purposely so he knows that he's guilty for 10 years.
Yeah. And there's always going to be a weird thing because they cross that line with making Deb into Dexter, that like him seeing her all the time and her being there, there is this like weird like air of creepiness that won't fully go away because they cross that line in the original series. What do you think? Did you, because there were slight feelings of being like, it's weird that he has a sister around all the time. Like, would you have me in your head? All that's fucking weird.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You have to remember that Dexter, for the longest time, didn't care about anybody except for Deb. And it was always platonic. It was brother and sisterly. It wasn't ever the way that Deb gets to him in season six, where she likes him a little bit more than that. I was waiting for it to happen because it happens in the books. And I just think that they pulled it off too late and not correctly. And after five seasons of them and then going into season six, it's just like you said, at this point now, it's creepy and not in a good way.
Yeah.
It's also going off the whole she catches him and finds out he's actually a killer. So I think they wanted to do the whole like, oh, I love him, but he's a killer thing. You can do that as I love you as a brother and you're a killer. So that was just really.
Yeah,
it wasn't a great storyline. And yeah, I can see what you're saying. There is actually a part in this episode where it looks like she's like kind of going to hold his hand or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
puts his hand out when he's eating cereal and she's like laying on the table at breakfast or whatever. And I was like, oh, weirdos.
I think they tried to retcon it in season eight when they finished the season with her telling Quinn she loves him before she gets carted off and he can't say it back. So like, I feel like they were trying to get that out of our minds, but you're always going to have it now.
All weirdness aside, I mean, again, Jennifer Carpenter looks beautiful. I'm glad she's in it. Kills it as Deb. Great acting in this. I thought it's nice to see them both on the screen again.
Yep,
I mean, 100%. I'm going to decide right in this moment that it's not creepy anymore because I don't want it to be. And I'm going to say that the Clyde man wasn't around for the incest storyline. So I'm going to take it out of my head canon.
Agreed. Going back to Clyde really quick. I mean, if they only had seasons 1 through 4 and they somehow finished it, I would say it's top 5 favorite show of all time for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of trust in him to end this strong.
Yeah. I mean, so sticking with family, honestly, I'm so stupid. I just watched this. I thought Harrison was a baby. I mean, Harrison was never really like old enough to talk. Mm-hmm. I didn't think he was 5. Now he's 15 and he looks 20.
Yeah, he does look older. You know what
I
mean?
So I was like, wait a second, he can't be this old. But I mean, it's a good storyline. And the scene where Deb stops him and is like, everyone around you dies. Like, absolutely do not say, because Dexter makes a move to be like, because Dexter is a family guy. I mean, you're right in the fact that he really only cares about family.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to leave Harrison.
No.
Oh, my God. That was a good scene. I mean, Harrison, the kid who's playing Harrison, I didn't look up the actor's name, but I believed him with like the heartbreak in his eyes. I would like to know how he found him because Dexter covers his tracks.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
I don't know.
I'm sure we'll get those answers.
I mean, not to skip all the way ahead, but if we're going to do Harrison, I mean, obviously Dexter goes, grabs Harrison, brings him back, but one of the things at the end of the episode that Jimmy said, he was like, what's our boy getting sloppy? I mean, there's blood everywhere. And of course, in the next episode, we see that they're setting up shop and the perimeter and the home base or whatever is going to be Dexter's house. Like, that's what you get for fucking the chief of police, sir.
Yeah, 100%. Going back to what you said about when Harrison first shows up, it definitely was devastating for you to see him ruffling through Dexter stuff, and then Dexter being like, I don't know who you're talking about, bro. Like, literally, I have no idea who you're talking about. Get out of here. And not in a mean way, but, you know, basically get out of here. And he's saying, like, I recognize you. I remember you. I remember what you look like. And he's like, I have a familiar face. And then Dexter looks in and sees the picture of Harrison and Dexter's, basically proving that Harrison was like, dude, this is literally you. Yeah. So that was pretty devastating.
It's also funny because Jimmy, say you actually were not his dad. You wouldn't be like, hey, so there's a train at 7:45 tomorrow. Yeah. Like, that's not how you direct me. Be like, are you okay? Who are you?
Do I need to call the cops? Like,
like, he automatically assumed that that kid was not from around there. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. It just felt like the kid isn't stupid, and Dexter did not play that off well at all.
Yeah. And I think you're supposed to also think he was kind of like doing it half-assed, half-hearted, because, you know, he's looking at Harrison. He's like, you know, like you said, he loves him. He wants to see him. He wants to be with him. But Deb's his guilty conscience saying every single person you love dies. And that's the only name drop we get of Hannah this entire episode. She says he was better off with Hannah. I honestly don't think we'll see Hannah. I think she's not going to be in this season. I think she'll be named, but I don't think we'll see her. What do you think, Kathleen?
I mean, I agree. Unless they're keeping it under wraps, which I would like. Obviously, I would assume Hannah raised him. So did you just say that?
No, I mean,
OK,
you just assume she did. But no. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I would think she's going to be in it. So we'll see. Okay. I think she's the star of another show currently. I remember walking around New York recently and seeing her face and being like, that's hot Hannah McKay.
Yeah. So
on like a billboard or something.
I've seen Dexter a few times, but I definitely needed the reminder, because it has been a couple years, that she also believes that he died. Like, she doesn't think that he faked it and he's leaving them, just the two of them, to be by themselves without him. She thought that he was going to come eventually, but she saw the shipwreck just like everybody else and thought he died. Because my first question was like, if she thought he kind of just left her for 10 years, don't you think that Hannah would be kind of salty and would be like kind of telling Harrison about who her dad is and giving?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, Harrison shows up, and we're to believe from this episode and the trailer that he doesn't know that Dexter's a serial killer.
Correct.
So
that's what I think.
Yeah. They're going to have this conversation pretty quickly about like what's been going on for the past 10 years between him and Hannah. So it's going to be interesting to hear. I mean, I guess she was a good, quote unquote, good mom and a good girlfriend to Dex, not giving up his secret. But
yeah,
I don't know. We get the trailer with Deb talking to Dexter saying, you know, you're not going to corrupt your son. So we're assuming that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
But
I think she'll be in it. That's my put it on the board.
Put it on the board. I would love to see her in it. I feel like with John Lithgow, he was pretty much leaked. And I did read, I think it was Clyde who said it, but somebody said that it was supposed to be a secret that the Trinity Killer was going to be in this, and it'll probably just be a flashback or another Deb situation because he's obviously dead. But someone said that John Lithgow was like, hey, I was on set and it was awesome, and I had some fun with Michael C. Hall and Jennifer Carpenter. And then the showrunners were like, bro, it was supposed to be a secret.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So maybe they did keep a good secret with Hannah. And trust me, I do think that it would be cool to have her show up, because shit's already going to be hitting the fan. How the hell is Dexter going to explain to his girlfriend that now he has a 15-year-old kid that he has to take care of? Now, going back to what you said about him getting rusty, in all of the 8 seasons of Dexter, there's only really been like one, maybe two times, and obviously you can fact check me, I'm not positive, where he impulse kills somebody. And the first main time where it's like, I didn't do anything to prepare, this guy is the dude and he's dead, was after Rita dies in season 5. And that was a freaking badass kill when the guy's in the bathroom when he's doing his road trip and he just freaking stabs through him. You know, I honestly thought that this was going to be, I called the in his head scenario when he first hits Matt with the gun.
Me too.
Yeah. The second time I still thought
I called it.
Said you called it. I was
called
wrong.
It was real. Yeah.
I thought because Dexter never impulses, but he does say I was rusty and he nails him with the gun and he just goes for it, which is not something he ever really did. And now he's going to have to deal with that because, like you said, he left some trails. There's a scene in the trail where they say there's definitely foul play. He's got a rich daddy who's going to put all of his
daddy.
Shit put all of his resources into finding him. So Dexter's going to be in definitely some shit. So, you know, one of the biggest things about Dexter is the suspense, and we're definitely going to have that for this season.
There's something so badass about just fucking someone up with the butt of a gun. Like, I mean, he, in the daydream version of him hitting him, he just like takes it from him so quick and it's like, bah! And I love that. Even though it was fake, like Dexter is so fast. He's so good at that stuff, but I knew it. And that scene with the white deer or elk or whatever the fuck it was, gorgeous.
Yeah,
I love that scene. Though it's so jarring when it's like so serene. Dexter's having a moment. And then of course the loud shot, the gun and fucking douchey ass Matt, whatever the fuck his name is, comes out. Thank God he's dead. What an asshole. I mean, just in general, Dexter works at this like gun hunting shop now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a good representation of the fucking gun laws in this country.
Yeah.
This fucking douchebag can get an AK-47 or whatever the fuck that was.
And a sniper,
I'm literally making shit up. But like, you really can just buy a high-powered machine gun thing if you have the money, even if you're a crazy motherfucker. Like, there's issues here. And anybody else at that store would have sold him the gun, but Dexter obviously has good instincts. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people, a rich guy with a rich daddy in town, he's like, just sell me the gun, being a douche. Like, not everyone has that willpower that Dexter has, but God, what a fucking dick. And the friend is a blabbermouth. I know he's all coked up.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It just goes to show how awful of a person Matt is. Like, he killed all those people on the boat. He made his friend take the fall. They pay him off, and he's still fucking his girlfriend in the other room, thinking he's the man.
And not changing anything about him.
Exactly. But no consequences. It's like, this man saved your life, your friend. It's like, you should be doing things to repay him. Instead, he's just still doing whatever the fuck he wants. It's like, these rich boys with rich daddies. Terrible, but so he fucking killed him. I loved when he broke the glass and then put the blood splatter in there and then was like, I don't need trophies anymore. I loved
it. He's like, I'm an evolved monster. I don't need trophies anymore. I mean, it was obviously a little bit of a slow episode. You're just kind of seeing Dexter go through his new life, dealing with Deb still there in his conscience, talking to him, keeping him on track. You know, otherwise a seemingly normal life, just going through the motions. And it's just showing us what Dexter's up to 10 years from the finale. But then you get those little tastes of it starting to pick up when Matt's being an asshole, and you start to learn about why Matt's an asshole and what he actually did. And Dexter's kind of getting, you know, the hints that he is somebody that would meet his code. And soon as he hits him with the gun, it just dials it up to 11, man. Yep. It was, his mannerisms changed to the old Dexter. Everything changed where you're like, bro, he is back. Our boy is back. Like, he's faking. He's the chameleon for the first 40 minutes or whatever. Now he puts him in the room. He's back to being normal Dexter the way he talks. I was joking. I tweeted on the Bingetown Twitter account, you know, you can't have a Dexter episode without him saying, hey, you, on the phone when he's talking to his girl, whether it's Rita or now Angela. You bet, you betcha, whatever he's going to say when he's going to do whatever he needs to do. There's so many of those mannerisms that came back. And I literally said, when he got on the phone, I was like, he better say you bet or something like that when he's talking to Angela.
He did.
And, you know, the whole scene where he kills him, I was waiting for him to stuff his mouth like he always did with the cloth. When the guy starts talking too much, when Matt starts talking, he just shoves the cloth into his mouth and just kills him. I mean, he looks into the little mirror thing at the end after he kills him. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's back, man. It was awesome. And that really did turn it up. And that let you know what this season was going to be like. You know, it was fine having that 40 minutes of letting us know what's going on with Dexter's life. Now shit's going to be hitting the fan constantly for the next 9 episodes.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it set it up well. I'm Not like, obviously, people who watched it for years and years and years and watched it over and over and over again are way bigger fans than I, but I'm a big fan. I really enjoyed it. I mean, I love a slow burn in a premiere episode like that. Like, take your time. Let's get to where we need to go. No need to fucking rush things. If he killed someone in the first 10 minutes, it'd be, you know, I don't need that. Give me, wait till the very end. And let's fucking go. So I'm pumped. My only guess that I have, because I'm kind of want to just, I mean, I will theorize once we get into it, but for now, I just want Hannah McKay. That's my only theory. But for now, I'll just let it wash over me.
Yeah, I don't want to jump in any theories yet. We've only had one episode, so I agree. I don't have much to say about theories. Obviously, Harrison's a big question mark. What's he going to do? You know, Dexter says at the end, my dad protected me and I'm going to protect Harrison. So that was his motivation for a lot of the last couple seasons. And now it's going to be his motivation again, protect Harrison. Whether that means he's going to tell Harrison the truth, I have no idea. His big thing when Harrison was young was hoping that Harrison wouldn't have the killer instinct in him after seeing Rita or being involved with the Rita death. So I guess we'll find out. I mean, from the trailers, it seems like Harrison's a normal kid. I can't even imagine really what kind of ending we'll get. I mean, will Dexter die? Will he turn himself in? Will he live? We can't talk about that yet. There's nothing. So,
I think all I have to say is that it's going to be better. It's only up from here. You know what I mean? Like whatever they had before, it's going to be better than that. So are we to expect that this is one and done, or is this, could this be picked up for a season 2 and 3 and 4 and 5? Like what are we expecting here?
I think the expectation is that it's a mini series, one and done, end the show the right way. Now, who knows? Like, again, we don't know what the ending is. We don't know if he's going to die. We don't know if he's going to survive. If he survives and it does really well, maybe Showtime says we need him again. But I think the caveat to Michael C. Hall coming back, because it's 8 years later, he literally has said throughout the 8 years, like, I am done with Dexter. We told his story. You would really need to give me something good for me to come back. And apparently they gave it to him. I'm really excited. I think we pretty much nailed everything.
Yeah, agreed. Our other co-host, Luke, will be on here sometimes, I believe. He's going to watch the series. He just wasn't able to be on tonight. So look out for that. It'll be some combination of the three of us. I mean, probably always me and Jimmy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you betcha.
You betcha.
You fucking betcha.
Well, hey, you, why don't you hit us with the outro?
Yeah, baby. Okay, that was Bingetown TV. If you like what you heard, give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Bingetown TV. Shoot us an email telling us we're great, we suck. Tell us your theories at bingetowntv@gmail.com. Shout out to our Patreon homies. You keep us going. We love you. We got some cool things dropping soon. Yeah, that's Bingetown TV. And thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.